I'm Nicholas London.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of QP Talk in the Maritimes. I am Nick, joined alongside my brother, Mr. Chris Watson. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. As you can see, I'm not there again. Back in the
Shocker.
Old Freddy Inn.
The old Freddy Inn, that place has become like family to you.
The place is home.
Is that it a really picture is. I see hanging up in the background? Just kidding.
You know what? I said that. I said I'm going to start bringing pictures of the family.
You did say that. Now, Chris, we got a jam-packed show. Of course, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't right out of the chute thank our sponsors, Charred Oak Design, for the work they do. Brian is one heck of an artiste, if you will. He creates some great stuff that I'm honored to have. I know stuff you're honored to have. And he certainly helped us out just a couple of weeks ago while we were at QP New Brunswick. And we're very thankful. And, of course, Higgins Insurance as well. If you're ever over at Higgins and Chris Pamsis, go see Bob Keith. Bob is the man. Chris, you know all about Bob.
Yeah, definitely. Bob's I look forward to every interaction I have with the man. Doesn't matter where we're at, absolutely. And again, like you said, with Charred Oak being one of our sponsors, I know Charred Oak is working right now out there. I'm making some donations as well to some of the upcoming conventions, the QP Nursing Home Convention and QP 1253. Doing up some door prizes for their social event. So
that's awesome. That's great news. All sorts going on, of course. Right out of the chute, we got to talk about 2745. I think that goes without saying. Major news last week. Had we been together, I feel like we definitely would have covered it. But God knows, you were in some marathon meetings last week. How about 2745? Why don't you give the good news for those around Canada that maybe haven't heard this?
Yeah, so 2745, obviously, like you said, the day after we do our podcast. So 2745 was able to get a tentative agreement. So congratulations to them. I know they had some long days at the bargaining table, a little bit longer than most as they started the process a little bit earlier. But, you know, they were able to get that tentative agreement, and members, they'll be setting up their meeting soon to get the votes and get the information out to everyone. So I wish them well on that. And I just want to overall congratulate them. You know, it's a long road. And, when you're able to get that little bit of a victory right now, it's something to be celebrated. So congratulations.
Absolutely. I mean, Chris, the truth is, you're experiencing a lot of that right now with yourself. So obviously, you know, firsthand, maybe not so much the marathon yet, the real long, 7-8 days of nonstop bargaining, but you certainly are getting a taste of what goes on behind those doors. So coming from you, I think that means a lot more, being that myself, I've certainly never been in that position yet. I certainly hope to be one day. That's what I thrive on. So, but, I don't know how to say this, man. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Part of this master plan, there's supposed to be a new community health center, which we haven't started yet.
Well, you know what? We're going into that. Pivot.
Services work for the people. Eastern PEI doesn't need a private company to come in and make money off our hospital. We need a government to put the time and money into the community.
P3s are more expensive, period. The only thing slowing down development is government will. The government can hire a company to build a public facility just as fast as they can hire a company to sell us out to.
keep public service. What a video. You know, we say week on and week out that, you know, we're so proud of QP Prince Edward Island and we stand behind them. Chris, what are your takeaways from that video right there?
Just kind of in shock. In shock when I heard the first two things and they make the announcement, but we haven't done it yet. It just shows you right there, kind of like the private-public partnerships, as they refer to them for people who don't know what P3s mean. So with the P3, as you know, it's one of the things. There's the lack of transparency, lack of accountability. And it kind of seems like the government, right? I mean, lack of accountability. You know, they say they're going to do something, and then they don't do it. And, you know, with a P3, that's one of the things, right? You have loss of the public control. You're going to have weaker standards, you know, and overall, it's just that people are putting cost above the public, right? You're putting a dollar basically in the public. We all know that it always ends up costing more in the end. You know, they agree on a certain price, and if it ends up coming in a little bit higher, well, who's going to offset that, right? It's the public that offsets that because they're in it to make money. You know, and if that means not having as many workers, if it means maybe shorter hours, or it doesn't matter. Like, it's, we all know they're in it to make money. They're not in it to make a little money. They're in it to make a lot of money. So that's why it's so important to keep our services public. And that's why you can look it up anywhere. You can look it up. You can Google it. You can ask any AI. You can go right on QP.ca. You can get materials on QP.ca that are geared to privatization across Canada. There's some great information on there. There's even some that deals with Indigenous and racialized workers, because privatization comes in many various forms. It's just like a flu. So I know I'll toot our own horn, give some credit, but the QP National Anti-Privatization and Contracting Out Committee that I sit on, we've done some really good work. We've done some work around the infrastructure bank, where we're talking about privatizations, banking, and all kinds of different things. So, and one of the other things we've done here at QP New Brunswick as well around privatization is we've been working on putting out some early warning signs, things that will enable people to spot privatization, hopefully before it even happens. So just when we talk about privatization, it's just an overall bad thing. And over in Prince Edward Island, when they're talking about building this hospital, we need to see it remain public. And should there be any campaigns or anything like that, you can be assured that QP Talking the Maritimes will be doing what we can to assist them with any campaigns and making sure that their public remains, that their hospital remains public.
We certainly will. And with that being said, if Chris and I have to jump in our vehicles and head over that way to make it known that we've got their back, we certainly will. Because, you know, talking to Ashley early this morning about this stuff, and she said, oh, you're really, you don't mind sharing it, like playing it. And I thought, are you kidding me? Like, we are, when we say we're behind you, we are 150% behind you. Like, this is not a joke. And anyone who looks at it like it is, or even looks at it lightly, you need to understand the attack on us. Like, it's so important. You know, we will not crumble. We will not go down. Because QP always rises, and we fight hard. But, like, the government needs to realize that these things they are doing, they are elected because they are expected that they're going to do a great job. And attacking public service work is not doing a good job. Hence the word public.
Right.
Leave it alone.
Right. And what's one thing that we always push for, right? A livable wage.
Absolutely.
We look at what the basic minimum wage is, and, you know, we look at that, and it is where it is. And I know we've done some great work with our coalition groups, and we always push for higher, because we know that, you know, what it is now, is really, in reality, it's not enough. It's not enough.
No, it's not. It's not.
So, you know, but when you talk about privatization and everything too, right now we have the ability to negotiate when it comes to wages. Prince Edward Island, they don't have the ability to strike and things like that. So if they can't negotiate, then it goes to binding arbitration. But they, you know, there is a bit of a process, we'll say, not something that we like, but there is a bit of a process. But when you start putting in a P3, who sets the wages? They do.
Right.
Minimum wage. Low wages. Low standards. And zero accountability.
I never knew that Prince Edward Island wasn't affected by everything going on today. You see what I'm saying there? They are affected. And maybe the government just isn't cluing into that, but they are affected. And in order to counter, you know, what is happening is to give these people what they deserve. They're not asking for millions upon millions of dollars like the governments are asking for. They're just asking, hey, keep us up there with what's happening in the world. You know, let us be able to live our lives. That's all they're asking. That's right. Not a lot. I don't care how someone chooses to slice it and dice it. They're not asking for a lot.
No, that's right. Right. The governments are elected to look after the people, not right. not turn your backs and give it away. Right. To me, I'm like, you know, when you're looking at doing something, it's like, you know, you were mandated, you agreed to do something, and then you turn around and say you didn't do it. So now we're going to outsource it, and give somebody else. To me, that's a cop out, and the government sure should be held accountable. And again, it needs to remain public.
Absolutely. And we will keep it public, and we will do whatever we can on here to keep it public on the air so people find out and know about these things. That's why Cupid Talk is so awesome, because there's no one out there to say, hey, I wish you guys wouldn't have said that. Why not? We didn't say anything wrong. All we did was basically respond to stuff that you have wrote or you have said to the public. We'll just let them know. In case somebody missed it, we just wanted to remind you all. That's it.
Right.
That's what Chris and I do every week on this show.
That's right. And check our platforms, Facebook, website, things like that too, for information as it comes. So, you know, maybe you don't want to go searching all the different places to get this information kind of thing. You know, we'll be in contact with the executive, and we'll be doing a little social media searching and things like that too. So we'll make it easily accessible for everybody to get the information, follow along.
100%. Brand new. QP Talking the Maritimes is on Instagram. You know, we've only been on there for about 4 days. We have almost 50 or 60 followers now, being followed by all the different locals, Acorn, district labor councils all over the province, all over the country. We're being followed by BC. We're being followed by Toronto. We're being followed by Alberta. We're being followed by New Brunswick. We're being followed by Quebec. I know I sound like just a broken record. I apologize. But, you know, and all that took was when they realized, hey, there is actually a company in the Maritimes, very proud of that, that is actually publicly going on, doing a webcast turned podcast and talking about all the issues going on across this beautiful country every week.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, we're small sometimes here in the Maritimes, but you know what? We are known for getting things done. We're watched all over Canada, believe it or not, especially like, you know, Maritimes, but in the East Coast here and everything, especially. When it comes to QP National, like, we're known for getting things done here in our area. I knew QP New Brunswick when they put out that book and they put out that documentary about the 2021 strike. That's been nominated for multiple awards. I think it's up for another award as well. And these award shows are taking place. I think one of them, oh God, I forget where it was, but it wasn't somewhere as local now. But I mean, and people went down to accept the awards. You know, and that's one of the things that we need to remember that to do, and we don't do it enough. And I know I've said it on other shows, but we need to celebrate our successes. So when we have those successes and everything, and that's why it's important where we're talking about, you know, when people ratify collective agreements and when they get those tentative agreements, you know, when we do big congratulations and we feel really good about it, and we want people to feel good about it too, is because we need to celebrate the successes. Because we, you know, we sit there and we complain and we harp and we're seen as we're fighting all the time with everything, you know. So when we get that bit of positivity, you know, let's celebrate. So if you got a good story, you got a feel good story you want us to share, let us know.
Absolutely. Why don't we? I would like to play that QPPEI video one more time for those who maybe missed it but caught this and they're not 100% sure what we're talking about. Then why don't we take a break? And then, because I know I fooled you earlier, we're actually going to get on a plane this time and we're going to go across Canada. So how does that sound to you?
Sounds good, Nick. Take it away.
All right, man. Here we go. We are coming right back from the other side of the country.
Part of this master plan, there's supposed to be a new community health center, which we haven't started yet, and a new Kings County Memorial Hospital, which we haven't started yet. Maybe we can look at a public-private partnership to get a new facility built quicker.
Every service needs staff, infrastructure, and supplies. No matter who delivers the service, those costs don't go away. Private operators work for profit. Public services work for the people. Eastern PEI doesn't need a private company to come in and make money off our hospital. We need a government to put the time and money into the community.
P3s are more expensive, period. The only thing slowing down development is government will. The government can hire a company to build a public facility just as fast as they can hire a company to sell us out to.
Chris.
Nick, what's going on? Like, what's with the saw?
I'm here to help remove the tree.
What tree?
The big tree that fell in the house.
That's the tree that I talked about on QP Talking the Maritimes?
Yeah, I called the boys, man. They're coming over to help me.
Oh,
we got you.
You have to call them and cancel that because I've already been taken care of. That was 8 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, Higgins Insurance. They already took good care of me. 8 years ago.
That's because there's a safety net for the unexpected.
Absolutely. They're there for when accidents happen. Call 506-849-7800, Pettingill Road, Quispam Sys. Higgins Insurance. They got you covered.
Elbows up Canada signs.
Don't even worry about it. Here, you can have mine.
Hey, you already got one.
I did. Yeah.
That's cool. Thanks.
I can get another one.
No, hey.
Thanks. There's a great local business right here in St. John, New Brunswick that I can get them at. Chart Oak Design. Find them on Facebook. Personalized gifts. They make just about anything.
Anything?
Absolutely. Send them an email, info@chartoak.ca, or you can give them a call, 506-343-0454. And remember, it's extremely important to support local businesses.
This is awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy.
Thousandfold, we can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
We have flown all the way. And no, you can't see us because it is dark when you're up here in the clouds and it's nighttime. But that's okay because, Chris, we have some great stuff. Number one, most importantly, being celebrated by QP countrywide. Just happens to be Earth Day, workers rise, and the earth survives. What do you think of that?
You know what? With that little slogan right there, I think that is an amazing slogan, actually. The first time I heard that. And, yeah, I really like that. And, yeah, happy Earth Day, everyone.
I would like to take full credit for it, but I can't. Also, this is a serious note, guys. The day of mourning, check with your locals on if they're on social media to see where events are going on near you. And I say that because I want to say that it was BC that I saw today on Instagram, but they had a full list of events going on that day. So I saw from a couple, but definitely take a peek and don't be shy to ask someone, because this is a big deal. And if you can be there, believe me, you will be loved for being there and being a part of such a beautiful ceremony. Chris?
Yeah. So on that, I actually do have some lists here for everyone in the New Brunswick area on the day of mourning. So Bathurst, and again, this talks about, you know, our district labor councils and how we get involved in coalitions and other labor groups. So Bathurst District Labor Council will be on Monday, April 28th at 11 a.m. And the contact person is Serge Claude. Edmonton District Labor Council will be on April 28th at 11:30 a.m. Contact person is Lauren Martin. Miramichi District Labor Council will be on April the 27th on a Sunday at 1 p.m. Contact person is Riley Hallahan. And the Moncton District Labor Council is on Monday, April 28th at 12 p.m. Contact person, Melissa Brown. In St. John, April the 28th at 12 p.m. Will be at the Lily Lake Pavilion at the Hathaway Labor Exhibit. Contact person is Jean-Marc Ringette. And the Restigouche District Labor Council will be at the Dalhousie Lions Club on Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. Contact person will be Brian Arsenal. So those are the people that will be in and around the Moncton, in and around the New Brunswick area. And those are the different ceremonies that will be taking place.
I love it. And I hope everyone gets out that can get out to be a part of it. Also, don't forget, seems like we should probably say this now. Same day is also election day. So do not get out and vote. You'll want to get out and vote. It is your right to vote. This is your country, and who you hire to be your next prime minister, as well as MLAs in your cities and your provinces. We want everything to be the way that it should be here in Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes to electing your MP, you know, take a hard look at it. And, you know, the way our electoral system is set up is, you know, when it comes to it, ultimately, whoever we elect as the most MPs becomes the next prime minister.
Did I seriously say that wrong?
What's that?
I said MLA.
It's okay. I didn't say anything. I just said MPs and kept going with it. But again, the biggest thing.
Thank you.
Make sure you get out and cast your ballot and vote. That is the most important message out of that.
Thank you, Chris. I love you for that. And just because you did that, I feel like we need to let everyone know that Union Local 6006 members are they're crafting maple cookies. And, of course, that's Unifor. So I want to say that, Chris, because I'm going to get you a maple cookie just for being a good man.
I love maple. Maple reminds me of home, right?
We have all
kinds of local maple businesses here in New Brunswick.
QP Alberta wrote a great thing today. I want to read it for you guys. Unions give workers a collective voice to advocate for fairness, respect, and dignity on the job. When we stand together, we can negotiate better pay, safer workplaces, and real job security. Keep that in mind. That's powerful right there.
Yeah, I like that.
And last but certainly not least, This came out, I said, I saw this in my QP emails today, tonight. The provincial bargaining has kicked off for BC education workers, so go get them, guys. Chris, want to add anything?
Yeah. I just kind of reflecting, just kind of taking it all in and, you know, thinking about how busy everything is, but, you know, how much of a difference that we're making, you know, for the members and, you know, ultimately for our provinces, right? For the jobs that we do. I just am very appreciative of everybody and the work that they do, right? The time that's given up, you know, away from the families. And that's one thing, you know, and I didn't include it in my last speech that I did to delegates, but I think it's something that needs to be included in my speech from here on out is, you know, just when we think about our families and the time that we just spent over the past weekend, you know, those are the people that need to be thanked as well, you know, when we're putting out thanks, because without the support of them, we couldn't do what we do. So I'm just feeling, like I said, just in a very humble mood tonight.
I like that. We're going to head to commercial when we come back. We are going to be back on the camera. So, Chris, hang tight. We're coming right back. And look at that. Here we are. Chris, did you change your shirt?
No, I did not.
Okay, all right.
If I was that quick, I would be on Canada's Got Talent.
I like it. Now, you see, Chris, when we cover QP Talk in the Maritimes, people think we're just covering this area. But realistically, as I said on Instagram earlier today, wherever you are in Canada, you know, and you need us. We're there. And, you know, reading so many different QP locals across all of Canada, over 700,000 members, you know, and looking at all these different locals, you know, it hits you. You realize just how many people are out there. They're fighting the exact same fight that we're fighting right here in New Brunswick. They're fighting it there, too.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's, you know, different government, same battles.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, government always, you don't think government talks across provinces?
Oh, they talk.
Think again. And that's why it's very important for us, you know, as a union to support each other, like you said. And when we put stuff out, yes, it's, excuse me, QP in the Maritimes, but it's nice that we have that segment that talks about coast-to-coast news. So, you know, you're up to date on what's going on because there could be something or have that was won over in a different part of Canada that we can go, oh, wait a minute. How can we work with that here? And that's one of the things that we learned at the National Sector Conference was, you know, the way that we dealt with things here as a school custodian and education worker for other school custodians and education workers. You know, they're fighting some of the same battles. So here are some of the tools that we used over here to help you over there. So that's why it's very important for us to talk. So I really like that we have that segment for sure.
It's my favorite segment. It really is. I really look forward to doing it. I've had so much fun making everything that goes with it. One thing we want you guys to remember always is that you don't have to just watch this live and watch us on here. This is a great thing about our show is that as soon as it's done, within a half an hour, this is available on Spotify, Amazon Music. It's available on all podcast platforms, Apple, iHeartRadio. Like, we are socially out there for everyone to enjoy, whether you're driving to work, whether you're sitting outside as the warmer weather comes. We are available on demand. Which it's awesome. It really is awesome. We're so fortunate that we bring you guys this show week in and week out.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can hear that in the background, it sounds like a low rumble. That's not my stomach growling. It's the QP Talking the Maritimes mascot, I guess, for me, my dog. He's over here laying on the bed. People walking by. So, again, if you hear that, my stomach, I'm good. I had supper.
How come my dogs? I have more dogs than you. I should have a QP dog.
I don't know.
Hey, by the way, off topic, and not that anybody on this show listening needs to hear this, but my coat came in today. Yeah. Thank you, Cupie. Yes, my new coat came in, and I'm gonna tell you, it is something nice.
So it's the downfield one that you won at the convention here.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I got it today. Awesome. I was so excited.
And to do a little plug, they can be purchased at QP.ca. So good on there. And get yourself I have one as well. They're absolutely amazing.
They're and, beautiful.
Though it's light, I tell you, I wore mine in the wintertime. Kept me super warm. So, you know, if you're thinking about getting one and you want to represent your union, you know, go on there and get one. They're awesome.
I'm not arguing. Melissa couldn't believe how nice it was. So I guess that's it. We're done. We're gone. I don't know what's on the agenda next week. I know sometimes I like to kind of give you guys an idea, but I don't know what's on the agenda. I'm going away soon, so we definitely need to get together and get some episodes together. Otherwise, yeah, you got a busy week ahead of you.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we don't know sometimes week to week on what's going to happen, right? All of a sudden, you know, QPPEI put something out about privatization. So bang, we're hitting privatization. Again, QP2745, tentative agreement after the show. Hey, guess what we're talking about? 2745's tentative agreement. So, you know, sometimes we go into it with a game plan, but as Sandy always says, we got to learn to pivot. And things come up, we pivot and... You know, we put together.
We've done okay with that, haven't we?
Right, and you know, we're making it work, and so yeah, I look forward to next week, and I do have a quote for us this week.
Oh,
and it's from Martin Luther King Jr. And the quote is: "The labor movement was the principal force that transformed misery and despair into hope and progress." I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Chris.
All right. Good night, Chris. All right. For all of us here at QP Talking the Maritimes, Nick and Chris, and Draco hanging out over there, we'll see you next week.